The Gemara, Masecht Becharos, Daf Chaf Hei, Amud Aleph, top of the Amud says, the Gemara wants to suggest the Rav passing like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, of our Mishnah, that one may pull away the hairs around the neck of an animal that's a Bechor, because I want to be able to shecht it, or I want to be able to examine if it's a Balmum. And the Gemara went into a discussion, why would that be mutter? And the Gemara says, because it's a Dovah Shein Meskaven. I have no intention of pulling out the hair. So it seems that if Rav is passing like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, it's obvious that the opinion of Rav is that a Dovah Shein Meskaven is mutter. Ask the Gemara, mi amar Rav hachi. Is that indeed the opinion of Rav? That a Dovah Shein Meskaven is mutter? Ask the Gemara, v'amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Mishmei de Rav, Muskraisa din Dizyaisa. They used to use rags, shmatis, to use as the cover, the stopper, to if there was a in the hole, on the opening of a wine barrel. And the question is, could you push that rag into that hole? And the halacha is, osla duke biyom taiva. You're not allowed to squeeze it in on yontif. Why? Because when I squeeze it in, the wine that's absorbed in the rag will come out, and it will be, you'll be over the melacha of schita. Now, ask the Gemara, if Rav is paskening, that a dovish in Meskaven, if that's not my intention, it's mutter, so why over here with Rav hold that it's osir? Why here, if Rav holds Dov Shem Skaven is Osir, why would Rav allow, if Rav holds Dov Shem Skaven is Mutter, why would Rav not allow to push in that rag? Answers the Gemara, but he a filler of Shimon Maida. In that situation, even Rav Shimon, who normally holds a Dov Shem Skaven is Mutter, will agree that this is Osir. Why? That by Veravad Armi Tavayu, Maida Rav Shimon Psikresh Velayamas. Rav Shimon agrees in a situation where it's a psikresha. The definition of psikresha is that if you cut the head off of a chicken, of an animal, it shall die. You can't say, well, I didn't mean to kill it, because that's what's going to happen. Here too, since when you push this in, for sure it's going to happen. So even Rav Shimon, who's of the opinion, as we just said, the Dovah Shein Meskaven is mutter, by a psikresha, Rav Shimon agrees that it's awesome. There's a machlokes why he holds that psikresha is usur. Some say when you do a melacha with a psikresha, that you know for sure that this will be the result. As the mefarshim of the Rishonim already point out, what's the classical example of where Shimon holds that it's a dov shein meskaven and mutter? The example is of somebody schlepping a chair, a bench on the floor. So it's not definite that there will be a hold formed. So therefore, Shimon says, if that wasn't my intention, Dov Shein Meskaven Mutter. But a situation where that will certainly be the result of my action, you can't say that wasn't my intention, where that is a definite result. And therefore, he agrees, he'll agree that it's also. I saw the Shimon Shkop explains this a little differently, a little deeper. He says, why indeed does Rav Shimon hold that a Dov Shein Meskaven is mutter? The reason he holds a Dov Shein Meskaven is mutter is because on Shabbos there's a din of meleches machsheves. The only type of melacha that the Torah said is prohibited on Shabbos is a meleches machsheves. If it's a Dov Shein Meskaven, then you can't call that a meleches machsheves. However, in a situation where the results that happen are certain to happen, then that's already enough to make it be considered a meleches machsheves. And since it's enough to make it be considered a meleches machsheves, even Rav Shimon would agree that it's awesome. So the Gemara clearly said that you can't squeeze that rag into the hole because it's a melacha. And Rashi says, what is the, Rashi Devarim Maskil Asur, says, what is the melacha? The melacha is soichet. Tosfos in Masechta Ksubis, Davov Amin Aleph, Devarim Maskil Hai, asks, we need to understand, soichet is not one of the lamites of melachas. Schita is a toldo. And the question is, what is it a told of? It's either a told of libum, of washing, when you wash something out, you make it wet, and then you squeeze out the water. So maybe a soichet, maybe a told of libum. But ask Tosfos, ask Rabbeinu Tam there, that you could only say libum by water. By water, if I want to wash something, I soak it in water, and then I squeeze it out. Here, what is this rag being squeezed in with wine? There's no libun with a liquid like wine. The other reason, the other melacha that schita could be a tolda is mefarik. Mefarik is when you separate something from what's in it. A tolda of dosh, where you're separating the tefuah from the bran around it. But there, asked Tosfos, I don't need the liquid that's coming out. When is there mefarik? When is there dosh? When I want both. Here I don't want both. So Tosfos quotes the Ri, that according to Rashi, that does clearly indicate that it's a melacha of schita. Rashi either will hold that libun is passable even by other liquids, not just by water. And as far as mefarik is concerned, if there will be definitely a separation, as the Gemara indicates here, the liquid will certainly separate from the rag when you squeeze it, then it's considered mefarik, even if you don't need the item that comes out. And therefore, because of this question, because of these questions, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with Rashi. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam says that the Isser of putting the rag into the hole is a whole different Isser. This is a Sias Keli. By putting the rag into the Keli, I'm closing up that hole, and it's becomes a Keli. The Ri asks a question. He says, why would that be considered Psik Reisha? Psik Reisha, as we just explained, means that something that's definitely going to happen. Here, I'm stuffing the hole with the rag, but I'm ultimately going to take out that rag. So why is that considered a Psik Reisha? So Tosfos says that the fact that I want to leave it there is enough to make it into Psik Reisha, that I want to make it into a Keli. Other Rishonim, indeed, because of these different back and forth, suggest that the Mefarik, that the Schita, that the Gemara here says, that it's Usur because of Schita, is only Midrabonim. Indeed, this is not a Schita Daraisa, it's a Schita Drabonim, which will help answer another question, because the halacha is in Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey Amin Aleph that Ein Disha El Begdulei Karka. Disha is only passable by something that grows from the ground. So now the question is, if we're going to say that Schita is a told of Dosh, and dosh is only applicable by something that grows from the ground, so why would it be schita when I'm putting the rag in the hole? It must be that we're only speaking